As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Build Four Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Thursday morning. What a day in New York sports we have ahead of us. Yes, finally here. NFL Draft Day, round one of the 2025 draft. Will happen 14 hours from now, and we'll finally know who the Jets and Giants pick in the first round. Well, the Giants have 2 picks in the first round, one of them being a quarterback. That is the thing to watch. We've got game 3 of the Knicks and Pistons, and hoping for a dominant performance, or at least a win, to make sure that we restore the faith from the fan base into the New York Knicks. We'll get into some baseball. Good day yesterday afternoon for the Mets and Yankees, and a really exciting finish again at Citi Field as they continue to win. But we are here, Boomer, breathlessly reporting the NFL draft for what seems like 10 years. The day has finally come. Good morning. How are you? Happy draft day.
Yeah, happy draft day. I'm doing great. And by the way, I want to say thank you to our friends at Fanatics. They sent us over the Jets and Giants draft hats that will be given to the draftees tonight by Roger Goodell as they step on stage to live out a dream. And, you know, these are the kids that have been watching the draft on TV and been watching the way these things have gone down since they were kids and since they had the dreams to become an NFL player. So it's a great night for a lot of kids, and it's going to be a very disappointing night for a number of other kids. And one of those kids is going to be Shedeur Sanders. And unfortunately for him, and I've lived this life, so I can't even imagine, you know, the butterflies in his belly today as he wakes up, if he actually went to sleep last night. Look, he's dropping. We all know it. We all feel it. We all see it. It's everywhere. There are things that are going on around him that, you know, are just only the people within the know of what's truly going on. And, you know, you pointed out this morning to me that Phil Simms said something in here that was correct. And for the better part of 6 months, Shedeur Sanders was a top 5 pick.
And in the minds of who, though?
Well, this is the point.
Yeah.
And the point is that Phil Simms came in here and said, wait a minute. You know, he's a top 5 pick in the eyes of the media. He's not a top 5 pick in the eyes of the NFL evaluators who have to dig in and get to know these kids and to find out about these kids.
Oh, my gosh.
And to watch their tape, to interview them as individuals, to listen to, possibly interviews with high school coaches and teammates. And you're trying to gather as much intel as you possibly can on all of these players. And it's one of the reasons why Phil came in here and said, look, you know, the media could put out there whatever they want, whatever the narrative may be, and they may be kowtowing to Deion Sanders because of his prowess as an NFL football player and now as a college football coach, and this is his son. So you're not going to rip him, and when you do his games as an analyst, you're going to be biased, and you're basically going to tell everybody how great he is. Well, you know, here we are the morning of draft day, and it just it seems like his stock is falling significantly. And I don't know what the reason for all of that is. I can't just believe that it's stuff on the field, because I think on the field, I think we see a pretty good player. And I often told you that I think inside of him, I think he has a uber confidence about his ability to be able to play at the next level. But there's something else happening, and I'm not really sure what it is. I can't put my finger on it. And it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, where he ends up. And if he ends up getting picked in the first round, now that is kind of like what's being talked about.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like the Pittsburgh Steelers are the place if he gets past the New Orleans Saints. Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. I'm sure that there's a little bit of both going on. I mean, he may be dropping in the eyes of some, but I also think that in the NFL, he was never looked at as the second or third overall pick. It was just one of those things that took on a life of its own, where it's Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders. It's all we talked about. And I think a lot of it had to do with last year, with the fact that the top three guys. So here we were with the Shedeur Sanders hype train in the media, thinking that he was going to be right there with Cam Ward. It's not playing out that way. So, I mean, maybe he would have been more like in that Saints range, and now it feels like he's more in the Steelers range. So I think it is a little bit of both. And one thing I am certain of, shouldn't say that, it's the NFL draft, weird stuff happens. One thing I'm fairly certain of is that he's not ending up on the New York Giants.
Do you think that he is going to be the second overall drafted quarterback? That's really, does Jackson Dart pass him, Tyler Shuck pass him?
It's definitely a possibility where, you know, 3 months ago I thought that never would have been a possibility. I mean, it's a possibility. But that question really is, do you think that either Jackson Dart, Tyler Shuck, Jalen Milroe would be picked ahead of the 21st overall pick in the Pittsburgh Steelers? That's the question, because I don't think he gets past Pittsburgh. I mean, they've got Mason Rudolph as their starter. They have no idea what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. Mike Tomlin absolutely loves Shedeur Sanders. So that again,
I don't know. I that also could be smoke and fire too. Well, but that could just be,
I don't think so,
to Deion. So we'll see.
Well, I don't know, because the last time that he talked about a quarterback that glowingly, it was Kenny Pickett, and they took him. So I think that there's a real good chance that he ends up with the Pittsburgh Steelers at 21. Now, the Giants trading back in or staying with the second pick in the second round, which is pick number 34, that's going to be a quarterback. Those are the things I'm confident in right now, that the Giants with their second pick, whether it's their second first-round pick or their first second-round pick, that's going to be a quarterback. And who is it? And, of course, here we go again with Instagram Scuttlebutt.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you saw this.
I love Instagram Scuttlebutt, and I know you're all over it.
Well, I don't know if you saw this, because it's something that I just saw this morning.
Oh, can I guess? Can I guess?
Then I guess you probably saw it.
I don't know. Maybe I did.
What is it?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Well, I'll bring you back to last year when we were talking about Francisco Lindor and Carlos Mendoza's son on Instagram. And there was something that he was saying about, like, you know, he was out there talking about him being the MVP or whatever it was. And people were like, it was Soto. Sorry, it was Soto, and how the offer that they were going to give Soto. That's what it was.
Okay, so this was Lindor's son.
No. It was Carlos Mendoza's son.
Oh, Carlos Mendoza's
talking
son.
About what they were going to offer Soto, and people ran with it. Turns out,
how old is Carlos Mendoza's son?
He was like 12. But turns out, and I asked Carlos Mendoza to his face in this event that we did, turns out that wasn't his son. And I believed him, because he looked me right in the eyes and goes, I don't know how the hell that happened. That's not him. If it was him, I'd tell you, and I'd yell at him. But it wasn't him.
So this was somebody that was impersonating Carlos Mendoza's son?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
But
If the kid's 12 years old, that really sucks.
Well, that's just what people do. Just like there's, you know, the Ian Rappaports and the Adam Schefflers and all of these things that we see on X. So I bring you to today.
Uh-oh. Something happened on Instagram today with somebody's son.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And it was, so this one has been confirmed that it is this person's actual son. And after
the post that was made by the Sun, his account deleted it and then went private. Ooh. Which means you effed up.
There's validity to it. You think there's validity to this post, whatever this post was by somebody's son. All right, so I'm trying to think, who's got the kid that's like 12 or 13 around here?
Well, I'll give you a hint. He was featured in Hard Knocks.
Joe Shane's son?
Yep.
So Joe Shane's son put something out there.
All right. So Joe,
I hate talking about 12-year-olds. Come on, man.
Hold on.
All right.
I'm not saying anything bad about him at all.
Okay.
I'm not knocking him. This is a fact. He put that out there. Just like he was on Hard Knocks, he put that out there. I think the kid's awesome. I think he's smart. I think he's got a future in the NFL the way he was talking about. Honestly, being a general manager, the way he was talking, he said he would trade up for Jaden Daniels. That's what he said in Hard Knocks to his dad. Yes, I would trade up for Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
I'm not saying anything bad about the kid. I think he's awesome.
And how would you feel like, you know, this kid obviously already has that gene in his body. Like, I don't care if I piss off Daniel Jones. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm just going to say.
That's
what we're going after.
Right. So, and this is in no way a knock on him. It's just that you put stuff out there, people are going to talk about it on draft day. So what he did this time, he put out a highlight reel on Instagram of Jackson Dart and pulled it down and then made his account private.
All right. So did dad make him do this?
Make him do what? Pull it down and make it private or put it out there?
Put it out there. That would be devious by Joe Shane, though. But that would be one of the all-time great, like...
Yeah, smokescreen spots.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it certainly would be. And maybe he remembers the Carlos Mendoza thing because it was local and said, hey, we can throw some people off our trail here, maybe. Or maybe his son just, you know, knows what's going on and is not thinking because he's a young kid, he's social media, and is like... You know, just well, I'm going to put this out there, and no one's going to see it.
All right, so according to this, now we can extrapolate out of this that it's going to be Jackson Dart. What about Tyler Shuck? Did he put anything out there about Tyler Shuck?
He did not.
Okay,
he did not. But that doesn't mean that they're not interested in him. You know, and I think that the Jackson Dart pick would be later. I don't think that they're going to shock the world and pick Jackson Dart number 3.
No.
So it's not some crazy surprise if they traded back in or Jackson Dart fell to them at pick number 34 that he would end up on the Giants. But that was something that was interesting, and it's absolutely his son. And his son, by the way, has a history of knowing quarterbacks.
Yes.
Because last year he wanted to trade up and take Jaden Daniels. Now, I don't like the Jackson Dart idea at all. But now that Joe Shane's son likes him, now I think I might have to like him a little bit more because he nailed it last year.
You think Joe Shane's son is sitting in there watching tape with his dad?
I do.
It sounds like
it. I absolutely do. And he also, you know, another thing, if I really want to read into this.
Yeah.
It also could be one of those things where Joe Shane's son doesn't like Jackson Dart all that much. He's trying to convince himself of it. So he's like putting out the highlight film. Like, hey, you know, look, this is the best of him.
Hey, Al, reach out to Joe Shane's son, will you please?
Yeah, and I think, and once again, I think the kid is great. He didn't do anything wrong. It's just that when you put stuff out there, people will talk about it, and I'm not going to chastise him one bit. I think he's a great kid. Joe Shane's a great guy, great family that were, and I understand Joe got a lot of crap for the Hard Knock stuff with the Saquon thing. The stuff that was awesome with him is seeing him and his family and what a great guy he is. So that just happens to be now a little bit of a thing. In the Shane family.
Oh, that's definitely a thing. And yeah. Like father, like son.
Yeah.
I mean, this is great. This is, this could be a dynasty building over there for the
yeah,
Giants.
For the Shanes. Yeah, you know, general manager after general manager. So that's something to keep an eye on. So I really do believe that we're going, it's going to be Abdul Carter number 3. It's no shock if he goes to the Giants.
Do you think that Joe Shane wakes up this morning, he's driving to work right now, or wherever. Yeah, I'm assuming he's driving to work right now because today is draft day. And if he hasn't already been there working out or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden somebody runs to him and says, you can't believe what Boomer and Gio are just talking about right now. They're talking about your son putting out Jackson Dart highlights and giving a like a perspective of the Giants, possibly.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this much.
Man, that, if that happens, and that kid is definitely, man, he's the go-to guy for inside info.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, he'll be the new Jay Glazer. He'll be the new, you know, the NFL Network will hire him, I think, at this point.
Yeah, ESPN will hire him.
Yeah, for sure. But
put him on McAfee.
But I can guarantee you, though, that he heard about this yesterday. Because, you know, as of this morning, it was taken down and made private.
Okay, so when did this actually come to?
I think like evening time yesterday.
Okay,
that he put it out there, and then
you think he did it like knowing that Dad would get a little bit annoyed. That's the other thing.
It's tough to put yourself in the shoes of a young guy like that. But no, I don't think it was that. I mean, I don't think that some people like. All right, he knows that his dad is an important person, and he understands all of this, but I also don't think that some people, whether it's a child or it's an adult, sometimes people don't think that everybody's going to see it. You know, it's like one of those things, I'm going to put this out there, I just put all stuff. Like, I didn't even know his son had an Instagram account until today. I don't know all the stuff he put out there. I have no idea. But this, some Giant fan somewhere watched Hard Knocks, found him on Instagram, followed him, saw this, and then told the world about it, and then here we are. So,
or one of his buddies who follows his on Instagram gave it to, you know, his dad, and then his dad put it out there.
Yeah, I mean,
you never know.
You never know. But
never
no,
know
I don't.
Where it came from.
I don't think he did it to like spite his dad in any way.
Hey, Dad, you haven't been around for a while, so let me just put this out there just to make sure you know that I'm still around.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that. Because anything's possible, but I don't think that's the case. But yeah, so here, this is what I believe will happen. Not what I would do, but what I believe will happen. And that will be Abdul Carter III. The Jets are going to take either Armon Membu or Ty Warren. They either get a big tackle or get that tight end, depending on what the Raiders do in front of them. And I think that the Giants will either trade back into the first round to grab a quarterback, or if their guy that they like is falling to the second round, they'll stay there with pick number 34 and take that quarterback.
That just sounds just so like chalky chalk, 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 chalk.
Well, that's what it is now.
I mean, but, you know, everybody's expecting some sort of blockbuster trade here before this thing starts tonight.
No, I don't think so. I mean, what I would do is I'd find a way to get Jalen Milroe on this team. That's what I would do. But doesn't sound like that's going to happen. Doesn't sound like it.
You should see whether or not Joe Shane's son has any highlights of Jalen Milroe in his history.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's combing through it right now. But now he's private, so he's not accepting. He might accept you. Like, oh, Boomer Esiason. Mm. How about that?
Yeah, I don't think the kid knows who I am.
I'm sure he does.
I doubt it.
This guy knows football.
He does know football, but he knows young guy. He knows young quarterbacks now coming out of college.
Yeah, okay.
I'm assuming that he's probably traveled to a couple college games with his dad, I would think.
I'll guarantee you that he knows, he's heard of you at the very least. He may not know certain details about your career. I guarantee that he's heard of you. So you just send him a little request on there and then see if he accepts it. And then we'll go from there. We'll comb through his entire history. Look at his stories, all that stuff. See if we can pick up any inside information on what the Giants are going to do.
I mean, this is an interesting one this morning. I got to say, I didn't think I was going to be talking about a 12-year-old Instagram.
He might even be younger than that. I'm not even sure.
I mean, we saw him last year. I mean, he looked like he was like 11, 10 or 11.
Yeah, I can't guess ages like that anymore. I don't know.
Who do you think knows more, this kid or Woody Johnson's grandson who was making Jets moves?
Brick.
Brick, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Brick's going to make the pick. Who knows? Tell Darren Mooji, look, man. This guy's Madden rating is like, you know.
Oh, that would be amazing. And that's Mooji. Mooji with his hands everywhere. We were going to pick this guy here, but then Brick came in and he said this guy. So we took him from here and put him here because that's what Brick wanted. And brick by brick, we're building the roster. Here we go. Well, tomorrow we'll have some real information and we'll know what's going on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we're talking about Carson Shane, who is Joe Shane's son, who was featured in Hard Knocks last year in a scene that I will detail in a second. He's got to be older than 12. I think he is probably more like 14, maybe 15 at this point. I'm pretty sure he's at Don Bosco Prep. So he's in high school. And he may be graduating around 2028 or 29.
Yes, that means he's all over social media.
Right. So that's right in the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So I went back, and this guy is awesome. He's so funny. So I went back and watched that clip over again from Hard Knocks to make sure that I had remembered it right. So he is sitting on or laying on the couch in Joe Shane's office, and he's throwing a football up in the air while he's laying there, up and catching it.
Just chill, you know. Yeah. Just kind of a chill kid.
So Joe Shane's got all his kids in his office, and he goes around the room, and he goes, hey, who do you think I should draft? And his daughter goes, J.J. McCarthy. And then Carson Shane goes, all the girls want J.J. McCarthy. And then he goes, Jaden Daniels, trade up and get him. Why not? You only get this job once. You might as well try and win. That's what he said.
He's like all Giant fans.
He is all over it.
Yes.
So that's why I think the validity of this Jackson Dart highlight reel, I mean, we really have to consider that he posted yesterday, then obviously took down and then made his account private.
But if you remember also in that scene, he says, if you can't get Jaden Daniels, you know, Joe asks him, all right, if I can't get Jaden Daniels, who else would you want? He goes, well, Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers, you can't go wrong with either one of those guys.
Yeah, he said Drake May first.
Oh, you always said Drake May.
He goes, Drake May, and then Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik, you can't miss with them.
Now, where this conversation took place last year was pretty much around the same time we're talking this year.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, Carson's not a dummy. He obviously sees all the mock drafts and everything else. He's into it. His dad's into it. So he's obviously got a vested interest in it. But I'm just saying, like, you know, he's talking about all the chalk players everybody else is.
Yes, but Jaden Daniels was, you know, the offensive rookie of the year, clearly had the best year out of anybody. Like, he didn't say, like, oh, take Malik Nabers, oh, Caleb Williams, trade up to get him, or trade up to get Drake May. He's the guy. He said, trade up to get Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels was the star of the draft.
He got this job. What did he say?
He goes, you only get this job once. Might as well try and win. I mean, and he goes, trade up and get him. Why not? So he picked the guy in the draft. And here's another thing to consider. So maybe, because you said, oh, maybe you think he did this to, like, you know, annoy his father. Maybe the Giants like someone other than Jackson Dart. And Carson Chain loves Jackson Dart. And he thinks they're making a mistake. So he puts out there the Jackson Dart highlight reel going, you guys are nuts. This is the guy.
As opposed to Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know. But it's interesting, and I can't wait for tonight. And
just know that second pick that the Giants have, number 34 overall, is a very valuable pick.
Yeah, of course.
And
yeah.
The reason for that is because, you know, it's not the rookie contract. It's the 4-year contract.
Sure.
And it's slotted in, and you're not making a lot of money. And if one of those quarterbacks is there or somebody else is there that somebody else wants, maybe the Giants end up trading out of that pick. You never know.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to end up, they're going to get their quarterback with that pick or use it to trade up to get their quarterback. That seems like what they want to do.
Is a valuable pick, just so you know.
Yeah. No,
because
certainly.
Of where it sits in the draft overall in the second round.
All right, Jerry, what's happening over there, man?
We are brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. And we got our guy Bruce Beck in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Asking questions, which is always good. Nikki Lattarullo from SNY out there as well. So that's where a lot of the sound is going to come from this morning as I am finding it rapidly. So you got the first round of the draft tonight, Titans, Browns, Giants, 1-2-3. Here was Jalen Milroe with Bruce. The first question.
Would you welcome playing in New York?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, his smile is ear to ear. And we heard from him yesterday from the clips from Kay Adams. He really seemed into this whole Giant thing. What has it been like dealing with the Giants?
It's been fun to build a relationship with them. This is a team that I spend a lot of time with, communicated with, and learning their system, being able to see their plays, seeing how they run it. It's been great.
It's been great. We will see if he is a
Giant.
It's
the guy I want.
Weekend.
Yep. I'd love to see him on the Giants, and he would be as electric as any player that they've had. It would be great. And I wouldn't have him starting right away, and he's got a long way to go to be a starting quarterback, but they could use him all sorts of ways.
And the Jets will select 7th. We'll see where they go. Certainly hearing a lot of rumblings about offensive line. Saints GM Mickey Loomis with the media yesterday, what they plan to do at 9, because they obviously have issues, as we know, too.
If we're picking in the top 10, we're looking for somebody that, man, we're going to count on this guy for the next 8 to 10 years, and he's going to fill that spot, and we're not going to have to worry about it. That's a goal.
Okay, so is it going to be quarterback? Depends. He was asked about Derek Carr and what his status is, because we've heard he's had some health issues recently.
He does have an issue with his shoulder. We're hoping to get some resolution and clarity on that in the near future.
But right now, don't know. So we'll see if they pick a quarterback where they are slotted in. The Lions agreed to a 4-year deal, $86 million extension with Kirby Joseph. They're all pro safety. I did not see the guaranteed money, but it is a big deal. And the Titans signed Tyler Lockett to a 1-year contract. And sadly, former Bears Hall of Fame defensive tackle Steve McMichael passed away from the complications of ALS. He was 67 years old. So very sad news there. Baseball-wise, the Mets just keep rolling. Even when it looks not great in the late innings, Edwin Diaz out there struggled, came out with the hip cramps, I guess is what they turned out to be.
I've never heard that, by the way.
Me neither.
You guys ever heard that?
No.
I saw that yesterday.
No.
I mean, I guess I was partially relieved that it wasn't like forearm tightness was turned into Tommy John, but hip cramps?
Yeah, hip cramps.
I mean, these baseball players,
they invent stuff.
Yeah. I've never heard of some of these injuries. But, hey, hopefully he bounces back.
Well, Max Kranick, after loading the bases, would get the job done, gets out of it, and then in the bottom of the 10th.
The 1-0. Marte, broken bat flare, shallow center, ducks in for a hit. Here comes Alonso. The throw from Stevenson on the way, not in time. Alonso slides in safely. A Marte parte. RBI single. Walk-off win in the 10th. 4-3 Mets win.
Keith Rad, the winning call on Mets Odyssey Radio. 4-3, complete the sweep. You heard Alonso scoring from second. That's because he tied the game with an RBI double as the Mets keep rolling. 7 straight, 12-1 at home, 18-7. Right now, the best record in Major League Baseball. Here was Marte through an interpreter on SNY and that game-winning at-bat.
I was patient. I was waiting to get a ball in the zone. I didn't try to do too much. I didn't try to put too much pressure on myself, and I was able to get a good result there.
And sure was. And then in terms of Alonso, he was on Mets Odyssey Radio. How about the perfect homestand going 7-4-7 in terms of wins and losses?
I mean, perfect homestand, Ken. I mean, can't get any better than that. I mean, this was awesome.
This was awesome. Pretty good. I know yesterday maybe not as crowded as the other two night games, but still pretty damn good. Here was Kranich getting it done after Diaz left.
Yeah, I think getting out of the situation. But getting hot today took a little bit, but, you know, happy I was able to come through for the team.
And they did. And now they will hit the road and go to Washington to take on the Nationals over the weekend. As for the Yankees, so while the Mets were busy completing the sweep of the Phillies, as the Phillies were trying to avoid that, the Yankees were in Cleveland. They had dropped the first two games to the Guardians, but came out relatively hot and wound up beating Cleveland.
3-2 pitch swung on. That was down the middle, and Paul drives it deep to center field. Going back, Martinez on the track. Jumps up. Can't get it. It's off the wall. Judge walks home. Bellinger comes to third. RBI double for Paul Goldschmidt. And the Yankees have a 2-0 lead.
And that was Dave Sims. Hey, all in the fan, yes. The Yankees beat the Guardians 5-1. Goldschmidt, 3 hits, including that. You also had Aaron Judge with the RBI triple. Ben Rice, an RBI single. He was very active as the Yankees avoid the sweep. Here was Judge having Goldschmidt hit behind him.
Makes my job easy to try to get on first base. I know he'll knock me in or do something special. But also having him, just like with Big G, just someone to talk to, kind of go through scouting reports, what you're thinking, what's he going to try to do this time. He's a pro.
He's a pro. Yankees will play Toronto tomorrow night. So the Mets and the Yankees both off tonight as the NFL draft takes center stage after the Knicks play in Detroit. You've got game 3 of that series this evening. We did hear from the Knicks, a bunch of them yesterday, including head coach Tom Thibodeau. SNY posted this video. Then he was asked why Karl Anthony Towns was completely invisible in the fourth quarter the other night.
Part of it is, you know, if they're going to commit to 2 and 3 people on him, I don't want him forcing shots. But there's things that he could do also, and we can do to get him a second and third look. So that's what we have to try to do.
The amazing thing is that they're leaving Josh Hart wide open.
Yeah, basically,
they don't
daring
care.
Him to beat him.
Yeah, you know, let him shoot. We don't care. He wants to stand out there in the corner until he starts hitting buckets. We're just going to leave him alone. We're going to double Karl Anthony Towns. You know, and would you put Josh Hart on the bench and bring him off the bench like last year? You know, he inserted himself in the starting lineup when everybody started getting hurt last year.
No, I wouldn't. I would keep him out there. Just because he's not a great 3-point shooter doesn't mean he doesn't bring all the things that you need from him.
I know that. I'm just saying, like, I'd love to see him come off the bench with the energy and do all that stuff that he was a big part of doing earlier last year. And that was his thing. You know, he, DiVincenzo, and Hartenstein.
Yeah.
Plus, rebounding's been an issue. He does do that well.
Yeah.
He does, and they got out-rebounded significantly.
But yeah.
The thought process would be start Mitchell Robinson as opposed to him.
And play him with.
And go big.
Yep.
And get stronger and get bigger and get nastier. That's you know, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah. I can't get over how small Mitchell Robinson's feet are in relation to his body.
Why? What size shoe?
I think he wears like a 12, which is what I wear.
For a 7-foot guy?
I'm serious. Look at his feet.
Really?
And you'll never not look at him. I mean, you'll stare at him like I do now. I can't. It's all I do is I look. It looks like he got hooves.
Because doesn't Shaq wear a size 23 or something? Or something like that. Something crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. That's why he gets hurt all the time.
Wow.
What size shoe do you have?
10.5.
Yeah, see, that fits your body.
Correct. I'm only 5'8", 5'9".
Feet are big for his body.
It's true. Boats.
Like, it's the opposite of Mitchell Robinson.
Exactly. Yeah.
If I see you, I look at your feet, I'm like, damn, he's got skis down there.
I do.
Skis.
But when you look at Mitchell Robinson, you know, somebody said that, you know, you're looking at somebody who looks like he was walking around slippers.
Little feet.
Little baby feet.
Little baby feet.
Not good. Rockets beat the Warriors 109-94, even up the series again. Piece Jalen Green had 38. Jimmy Butler left with a bruised hip, not hip cramps. Here was Draymond Green. Thoughts of the FU Draymond chants that were raining down.
It's not original. Been there before, won a championship while it's happening. So, yeah, it's not really an original. Can't steal other people. That belongs to Boston.
All right, well, whatever. Everybody's going to try it, and it also belongs to the Garden with bleep Trae Young, as we now know. So that series tied 1-1. Cavaliers did beat the Heat 121-112. Cleveland up 2-0. Donovan Mitchell had 7 threes. He scored 30. And the Celtics didn't have Jason Tatum. He was out because of a sore wrist. Wrist cramps, no. Sore wrist. But Jaylen Brown had 36 points, 10 rebounds. Boston beat the Magic 109-100.
Let me just tell you something. Everybody else in the Eastern Conference is taking care of business. Indiana's taking care of business. Boston's taking care of business. Cleveland's taking care of business. The Knicks are the ones that are tied up with this, like, Worldwide Wrestling Federation basketball team that they're playing against.
Yep. And tonight's big. Well, even this game last night was chippy. Kristaps Porzingis was bloodied on his forehead.
Yeah, so. I mean, Orlando's trying to do everything they can just to try to stay in it, but all I'm saying is that the three other teams, you know, that are taking care of business on their home court and doing it relatively easily.
They're up 2-0.
Right. And the Celtics won without, you know.
They did.
Jason Tatum.
Not bad. The Rangers gave GM Chris Drury a contract extension. Cal Clutterbuck officially announced his retirement after not playing this season. The Islanders not renewing Chris King and Greg Picker. They might not even be on the radio next year.
Yeah. Yeah, so Arthur Staple has been covering the Islanders for a very long time, said that what they're going to do is simulcast the TV.
Is that what they're going to do?
Yes, on the radio
that
somewhere.
Stinks.
Yeah, I agree.
That does stink. And then you had the Stars beat the Avalanche in overtime last night. The Capitals and Kings won, and you got the Devils and Hurricanes game 3 at the Rock tomorrow night.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Evan and Tiki are live. At American Dream, the Dream Bar today for a special draft day show. Their normal showtime, 2 to 6:30. Dream Bar, Court A, Level 2. So you can hang out with them. It's going to be a big-time football draft show. They did a show from there last year. It was a huge success, so they're going back. So if you're around the area and you're big into the Jets and the Giants and the draft, want to hang out with Evan, Tiki, Morash, and Lou.
It's going to be quite the party today, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, we're not doing it.
Go kiss ass, dude. Go kiss ass.
Did you see the highlights of those guys cheering on the Mets yesterday?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. Remember the video of me pancaking Morash? There was a blur in that.
It's like a pixelated blur
because
where your
of my
ass
gut.
Crack was.
Well, my ass crack. That's right. Yeah. But they did that yesterday with Evan's gut. So in that video, when Evan stood up and put his hands up in the air,
oh, I thought it was his junk.
No, because his junk was shown later in the video.
Oh, okay,
it wasn't his junk. It was. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't. No, it was his gut. I think he didn't want. He didn't want that out there, probably. Which, like I didn't want my ass crack in that video.
I don't blame. I mean, I don't blame either one of you.
Yeah. I mean, you like,
get it.
Show the video, but the world doesn't need to see my ass crack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I keep that to myself.
Right.
Not everybody needs to see the ass crack.
Exactly.
So check those guys out at the Dream Bar. Okay, couple of more Instagram things for you.
Oh, great. I love when you're all over Instagram.
Couple more Instagram things for you. So if you missed the open, Carson Shane, who is Joe Shane's son, who is like 14 or 15, yesterday caused a stir on Instagram because he posted a highlight video of Jackson Dart that he later deleted and then made his account private. Jackson Dart follows Carson Shane on Instagram. I just confirmed that. And also, Sydney Shane, Joe Shane's oldest daughter, goes to
Ole Miss.
Okay, so we've got.
How the hell old is Joe Shane? I thought he was like 40 years old.
Yeah,
he was having kids when he was like 16?
No, he has to be a little bit older than that. It sounds like the early 20s, mid-20s maybe.
All right, so I think he's 45.
Okay. So if he's got an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 25, 26.
Right.
A little early these days.
So you're thinking that because Sydney Shane goes to Ole Miss, that Jackson Dart's got to be a Giant.
No, it's not what I said.
Think she was scouting him?
No, it's not. I'm just saying that maybe there's a connection there with the Shanes and Jackson Dart where, like, they down there at Ole Miss and then, hey, let's go hang out. And Carson and Jackson, they hit it off and they're best buds.
All right, and you got the whole Eli factor.
You got the whole Eli factor, yeah. But it remains to be seen. But I just, these things I believe are important. I believe that this is how you figure it out, because you get smoke screens everywhere. If this ended up being, if we found out one day that Joe Shane told Carson to do that, to throw people off their scent,
that would be amazing.
That would be an all-time move. That would be a Hall of Fame move to get people off your scent. At that point, I'd give him a contract extension. If that were the case, I don't even need to see how this plays out. Give him a contract extension.
That would be an amazing smokescreen. There's no question about it. And the fact that we are in the social media world, do you think that they could be that devious?
Yeah. I mean, because I've seen, because this isn't devious to me. Devious is finding that Laramie Tunsil gas mask weed video and putting it out an hour before the draft.
No, I mean, the devious part would be using your 15-year-old son and his Instagram account, like, to put out, like, some sort of smoke screen to camouflage what you're doing.
I mean, I think it's possible. I think it's unlikely, but I do think it's possible. You know, the other thing that was a devious move was when people dug up the Josh Allen tweets from when he was 13 years old.
Yes.
And put all of them out there the night before the draft. That is the stuff I just can't stand.
Well, Joe Shane was a part of the Buffalo Bills when they did draft Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So who's to say that the Buffalo Bills didn't put those things out so that he would fall to them?
I always thought that was an agent of another quarterback that would do that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
That's the thing that to me would make the most sense. But I can't wait. I cannot wait. I mean, it's going to be, like, people don't love the draft, like, around here. I hear Jerry talking about it, doesn't love it.
Well,
Al doesn't love it.
Yeah, you know why? Because their teams always pick later on in the draft. It seems like the Jets and the Giants have been picking at the top of this draft for
I love it. I've always loved the NFL draft so much that I went every single year when I was a kid. And had my purple pants on, hey, hanging around.
I remember the day that Dave Gettleman drafted Saquon Barkley, gold jacket guy.
Touched by the hand of Gad.
Yes.
And I don't know if they still have the video or the screenshot, CBS Sports Network, of me at the draft the year after the Vikings had the clock run out on them. And when they came back from break and I was there.
Was Mike Tyson trying to sell Super Bowl tickets at the time or something?
Came back from break and I was pointing at a watch, you know, time's running out. The camera was on me. Yeah, it was. This was who I was.
Yes, you were knee deep in it. But, you know, hey, we all love the draft. Come on.
I love it more.
Well, we love the stories around it. And, you know, the biggest story to me is going to be where Shador Sanders falls and how precipitous this fall has been.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.